This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
And this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 30th day of October, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. As always, there's some interesting earth change headlines at standadeo.com I think are worth checking out. Quick reminder, for those of you who didn't hear yesterday, my early Christmas gift to all of you is a posting, a free download of the excellent book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's a free download at my website, thelibertyman.com. We talked about it yesterday, myself and Dr. Phil Myers. In my opinion, it's something that almost everybody would get a lot of value from. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy, free download at my website, thelibertyman.com. Here's your homework assignment for today. Dave Hodges, his website is The Common Sense Show. The Common Sense Show, Dave Hodges, another talk show host. He, like I, was approached last week by the Voice of Russia radio show. I agreed to be interviewed, but I haven't, they haven't got back with me yet. But they did get back with Dave Hodges. And he granted an interview, and he summarizes his interview at his website. very important. Voice of Russia was asking me, and what they asked him is what would cause martial law to be implemented in the United States? His answer is pretty similar to what I would talk about if I do have the opportunity to talk on the Voice of Russia. It has to do with the economy. And a quick summary here, the current deficit of the federal government in the United States is $17 trillion. Now, these numbers start to get pretty crazy pretty quick. A trillion is a thousand billion. There's $1 million, which we can understand $1 million pretty easy these days. So a billion is $1,000 million, and a trillion is $1,000 billion. So the current deficit is $17 trillion. There's something called unfunded liabilities of the federal government of the United States. These would be things currently due and will be due in the not-too-distant future of $238 trillion. And then last but not least, there is something called derivatives and future debt. I've read half a dozen or more articles on what derivatives are. It's a very complex financial instrument. I generally refer to it as a sophisticated form of gambling, very sophisticated. At some point, they will come due. I can't tell you when that's going to be, but the total amount, and this is just a guess on the part, because there's really, I don't know how a person could really get a definitive number. The amount of derivatives and future debt is $1 quadrillion, which is 16 times the wealth of the entire planet. Now, quite frankly, I haven't looked into it, and this is something I don't look at very frequently, but I don't know how many trillions of dollars it takes to be a quadrillion. I would assume it's $1,000 trillion, but that might just be a guess. If you happen to have the information, you're certainly welcome to call in and let us know at 800-313-9443. If you haven't got a copy of Jim Rawls' excellent book, Patriots, A Novel of Surviving the Coming Collapse, I urge you to get a copy. And if you have a copy and have read it, I'm going to urge you to do the following. Read the first chapter again. Read the first chapter of that book again. It's a well-done chapter. It has the ring of truth to it as to what would happen during a fast-moving economic crisis. I haven't talked to Jim Rawls in quite a while. I did interview him back, in 1998 or 99 prior to Y2K. When I first became aware of him and his work, Jim Rawls has an excellent website, survivalblog.com, survivalblog.com. We're hoping to have Professor McCanny with me, with us this morning. And if he does call in, we will have an interview with Professor McCanny. He may or may not do that, and apparently he... Oh, my engineer just gave me a message that Professor McCanny is with us. Professor James McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist, has taught mathematics at the university level, is the author of, and I've lost track of how many books Jim has written, at least six, possibly eight. I'm sure he'll let us know here shortly. Radio talk show host, and producer of an excellent little machine that if we ever had a change of true north resulting in a new calendar being necessary. He has a little machine that he sells would allow you to create a new calendar, and be able to know that it really is spring and time to plant your seeds as opposed to another time of year when planting your seeds would lead to disaster. That said, Professor McCanny, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jim. We're wrapping up the month of October here, where you and I have both been talking for a while about what could happen towards the end of the second week of November with this North American grid down test involving the United States, Mexico, and Canada. You have publicly expressed your concern that the drill could go hot and become a real deal. What's your current thoughts on that?
I batten down the hatches because the drill, I believe, is just the front of other activity that we're about to see. Excuse me.
Okay. Well, we do have a break here, Jim. Hold that thought. We'll be back right after the break.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
October. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before the break, you were expressing your concern about this North American grid down test in the middle of November.
John, first of all, I want to make it clear, I have not made predictions, so to speak, on what's going on as an observer of everything from economics to, and I'll mention that too about your initial comment about the U.S. economy. But I just made a series of observations, and I'm pointing them out, that the NERC planned power outage simulation is on the exact same day as Comet Ison electrical alignment with the planet Mercury, when the sun should start to become very active. And then you couple that with the Janet Napolitano announcement, the very bizarre announcement, not only her, but many senators, many other people from Homeland Security, people from the CIA, who are saying we are going to have 100% guaranteed in the near future of power, good power outage due to solar activity. And no basis for saying this at all, because the sun really has been at its very lowest ebb in 200 years, even though we've had a little bit of X-class flaring recently. The majority of that has been attributable to comets, even though I'll make a point that not all solar flaring is due to comets.
Right.
But recently that has been the case. So why all the fanfare about this, and then plus a security breach in secure computing, and we don't really know, they're just saying a cyber attack, but on what, on who? I mean, whose cell phones are they listening to?
Right.
You know,
right.
So anyway, what I'm saying is that you put together all of these factors and they're saying, I'm not saying, they are saying that we are heading into a power outage. And what that means, you don't just have a power outage. You can't just take and shut down power facilities. For example, the power outage back in the, you know, what was it, 5-8 years ago now? I can't even remember the New York power outage.
Right.
Did a tremendous amount of damage to the physical system that took a lot of time to repair. And to people who were getting their cars fixed for ages, replacing home radio and electronics and TVs, and the damage that was done during that power outage. And so I'm not going to go into all the details about that. I have a little bit of a write-up on my webpage about that. But, I would tell people, become prepared. And also, kind of in left field, something we have not been talking about is the Fukushima radiation, which has been a disaster for the United States, and nobody is talking about it. The government has simply left that fall off the end of the earth in terms of news and reporting and in terms of measuring and reporting in a scientific sense that disaster. The Pacific Northwest is contaminated. The population of fish in the Pacific Ocean are becoming more contaminated because of the food chain. Very bad reporting from government scientists who say that, oh, it's spread all over the ocean, and so it's not a big problem.
Right.
Completely denying the fact that the food chain down from the plankton, which filters the water every few weeks, so all of that radiation in the water in the Pacific is entering the food chain through the plankton and then being eaten by small fish and going up the food chain and being concentrated in the larger fish, which we eat. And just like mercury, how does mercury get into bigger fish? it's because of that food chain process. But the government scientists have been told, the bought and paid for idiots that work for the government, who, by the way, all were sitting there with their finger up their nose when the government shut down, all of the big scientists that you depend on for your information, your science information, including NASA, all were offline because they're sitting there sucking off the government mammary gland. Excuse my bluntness, but that's what it amounts to. But being told what they have can and can't say. So at any rate, we're in a situation where people simply have to be prepared. Because the other, let's include the fact that the government, which is bought and paid for by the European bankers, to which we owe all of this amazing amount of debt, much of it interest, on money that never existed in the first place, they have to crash it to bring about a new order, so to speak, in which everybody will be indebted for all time. Nobody will own anything, and the resulting transfer of wealth, it's going to be like a shell game. But when the shell gets lifted up at the end, you ain't going to be under the shell. You're going to be nowhere. And so the bank accounts, the property titles, anything that has to do with banking, forget about it. So what I've told people is get your assets and get them out of any banks. I'm amazed that, in fact, I know many banks, especially smaller banks, are on the verge of collapse simply because people have taken all their money out. And that's going to get worse in the next upcoming weeks here. But I'm not an economist, but I can tell you that the banks are, even the bigger banks, the Wells Fargo's and the U.S. banks and the Chase's, are on the verge of collapse. And we've known that for a long time. So the credit card debt is enormous. Another factor in the economy, there were two waves of foreclosures. But now what's going on is that the people who were foreclosed on illegally, basically, there's a lot of people in the United States that cannot rent. They cannot buy a home because their credit was destroyed. They were thrown out of their homes. So we have, 100 million homeless people in the United States that have had to shuffle. The food stamp program is being cut. In fact, that's going to start here any day now.
First of November.
Yeah. And what they're hoping for, this is what I've heard, is they're hoping for riots so they can bring in the police. They will have military and police available for rioting amongst the poor. And then, of course, this is reason you're talking about martial law. So at any rate, if there's a power outage, that would be the frosting on the cake. There's
Absolutely.
Nothing that's going to live through a power outage. So
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's the short version.
Absolutely. Jim, we got our first caller here. Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
I can't hear you on your call. Boots on the ground from Las Vegas reported 5750 Sky Point Drive. That's off the Rancho Road.
Chris, hold on through the break. We have our break here. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 30th day of October. Freeze dry, guys. October special is gluten-free and GMO-free food. You can get the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. He has Mountain House freeze-dried food, another brand called Wise, W-I-S-E, Wise Foods, and another brand called Relief Foods. He has his own in-house brand of dehydrated food as well. Freeze-Dry Guys has made a lot of changes and upgrades to the products and services he offers people. He does offer free private consultations if you want a consultation on what kinds of food and how much food to get, depending on the age and dietary needs of the people in your group. He'd be glad to work with you on that. A lot going on at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Freeze Dry Guy's toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Visiting this morning with Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Chris from Las Vegas was calling in here with a comment or a question. He got cut off by the break. Chris, just start fresh. What's your question or comment, please, sir?
All right. Yesterday, boots on the ground, eyes on the place, 5750 Sky Point Drive near Rancho and Ann Road, northeast corner of Rancho, Las Vegas, Nevada. They have a military setup the Army Reserve Command is how it lists on Google. But whenever you go there, there is no markings whatsoever, but there's probably 200-plus vehicles set and geared up. They do not have any weapons posted. They're all battened down, but they're ready to roll at any minute. There's a large condo complex next door where we observed one military guy going from the facility to that one and dressed in battle fatigues, not with any armament on. It appears to be low level. It's probably a 20-acre facility. It is prominently noticed with private property. Somebody graffitied USA pointing inside and America pointing outside, I think, alluding to the District of Criminals. Interestingly, you mentioned the, in fact, James mentioned the shell game. Max Kaiser yesterday or day before described it as like the Titanic with musical chairs. And so that was rather interesting. And Fukushima, that reactor 4 is sinking. The rods have melted through the floor, probably irretrievable, according to caller John, that was a former nuke expert. But that building is sinking. They're pumping water and causing liquefaction. But that's the best I can do. I suppose it's a division. I'm not familiar with numbers. It was staff a facility like the Reserve Command Center. But it is noteworthy.
All right. Well, Chris, we appreciate the update, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jim, I have a guest every Friday, and we now have two guests. We talk about the Fukushima radiation event quite a bit. I haven't heard the term China syndrome very much, but is that what we're looking at here with reactor number 4?
That's exactly what's going on. There's nothing that contained them. And so they're just dropping through. They're just going, they're going down. And so what happens is as they go down and hit the ground or the earth or whatever is below the reactor, they start vaporizing that dirt and the radioactivity goes off into the air or into the water, which is then going to ultimately leak out and flow. And they're trying to fill a container with water to prevent but there's nothing that's going to cool these babies down. So basically, these things are going to go until they have just contaminated everything in that area, and it's all going to go into the environment. And literally, the China syndrome is where they just keep going down.
Right.
But the end result is all of that will be vaporized into the atmosphere and into the water system, into the Pacific Ocean, and it's all going to go into the food chain, and it all will end up eventually in the United States. It's been measured as far east as the east coast of the United States, and they've seen it in France. So,
I was going to say, basically, you know, the entire northern hemisphere, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just the absolute disaster, and like everything, like the financial disaster, you know, hundreds of times more money owed by the United States to these imaginary wealthy men in Europe. The Rothschild banking, which I have a summary of this in my water book, so I'm not going to repeat it on the air, but showing that chain and the history of this accumulation of debt wealth. And the Fukushima is the equivalent of the debt in the world, and it's going critical right now. So, and nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's talking about it. I talked to a woman yesterday who said the workers there can only go there once, and they can only spend like, I think it's like 6 minutes in the area. So they have to go and carry these rods out individually and not allow them to touch or whatever, and to try and get them to an area where they can safely quarantine the rods. But, you know, it's beyond, you know, this was bound to happen. And, you know, this is a disaster for the world. There's a lot of evidence that this was not the cause of an earthquake nor the tsunami. This was actually blown up by, there's websites to talk about that, so I'm not going to reiterate that here. But that, I'm firmly convinced, always have been, that the Fukushima event was a man-made event. It was a revenge act because China was selling nuclear fuel to Iran to use in Iran's nuclear power program. And the real issue in Iran was that Iran was developing a peaceful nuclear reactor that they could sell on the world market and compete against the United States-based corporations, which have a world monopoly on nuclear power. And so Iran could sell it cheaply to third world countries, eliminating basically the future sales of the world monopoly players in that nuclear market. So at any rate, you know, none of this is in the public news. It's an absolute disaster. And, you know, we got little Obama in the White House, middle management, and he's you know, still trying to push his health care through, which is another absolute disaster for everybody in the United States. So, anyway.
Well, okay. Jim, you have a radio show every week. Tell people about your radio show, when it is, how they can listen, if you would, please, sir.
The evening, 6 p.m. time, WWCR of Nashville. And this week, by the way, we're changing the frequency to 5.070. That's my wintertime frequency because I'm right on that evening cusp. 5.070 works better in the winter. And so this week I'll be on 5.070 starting this week. And then Friday evenings on frequency 5.830 out of WTWW out of Nashville also. 10 p.m. Friday night Central Time and 3 a.m. Saturday morning Central Time. And also my webpage, jmccsci.com, has all of the shows are archived. Many people listen that way. They go to the webpage and listen to the archive.
That's what I do. I listen to your shows on Sunday morning is my habit. Anyway, Jim, your most recent book, Comets, came out at just the perfect time. Because it's not frequently that comets make mainstream news, but this comet Ison has made mainstream news. And you address what comets really are, what they can do, what they can't do, don't you?
Absolutely. Are anything but what you're being told they are. Comets are very electrical. There's many, many complex aspects to comets. And NASA and the Tier 2 mouthpieces are trying to pawn off this, oh, they're just little fluffy clouds that come off of a snowball, and they're out there, and they're 10 meters across, you know, this kind of thing. And it's just complete garbage. They have, like, Tier 2, Tier 3 mouthpieces out there protecting the NASA Holy Grail, and it's really breaking down.
We got another break here, Jim. Hold that thought. We got another break. Stay tuned. We got some callers. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 30th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find a free download of the excellent book that I talk about occasionally, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, a great gift for yourself and people you care about. You'll find the energy cleaner for sale there, a great way to have the best sleep you've had in years, mitigate pain, have more energy in every which way, physical and mental energy. The energy cleaner, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we've got callers stacked up here like planes waiting to land at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. But before we get to these callers, give us a 45-second summary of your device that you invented that will help people recreate a calendar if they need to.
The quick story, I worked for many years trying to develop a tool which would allow people to quickly set up, and even today, you don't need a pole shift or anything. Say we have a power outage coming up. The first thing people are going to lose is time and the calendar. And people go, well, I got a good watch. Well, that's not dependable. You're going to start to question that after about the first couple weeks if it lost time or various other things. So I invented a little device that can fit in a, it's about the size of a notebook tablet. It'll fit in your purse, your briefcase, or backpack, whatever. It can be set up in a matter of minutes. It uses the stars or the sun or both to determine time, and then within minutes you can determine the calendar. It's extremely accurate. It works any place on Earth, no matter where you are. And if there was ever a pole shift, you could also redetermine all of the parameters of the calendar and clock and have a new clock and calendar within minutes. So it's an amazing little device. It's only $39.95 plus shipping. If you buy two of them, you get free shipping. So for $79, you get two of them. And actually, lately, because of the conditions in the world, these things have been selling like hotcakes. I'm amazed, but people are really becoming aware of the need to understand time, especially in a survival mode. Say you're planning on making a move, and you want to know if it's springtime or, you know, when is the best time to make your move. You need to know what the calendar is. Because if there's a power outage, I believe one of the things they'll use to control people is the lack of time and calendar and date. So at any rate, this is a very important item, and it's available only at my webpage, the jmccsci.com webpage. Also, my book Comets, ebook Comets, is there, in the ebook Water, which is very pertinent relative to what we're talking about now, the depth and the structure. In that book, I talk about the control of water in the world. But anyway.
Okay. Jim, let's see how many, if we can get these calls in before the end of the hour. We have a regular caller here, April in New Jersey, who's going to give us a quick summary of her interaction with Obamacare so far. Go ahead, April.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to let you and your listeners know I live in New Jersey. I went on to the site to explore Obamacare. My husband and I pay for our own health insurance. I will share, I am 54 years old, and I am trying to figure out what to do with my insurance needs for the future. So I go on. I put my name, and there's a little message. It says, do not use your last six passwords. Now, I taught computer technology for a while, and I said to myself, I was never on this before. What would my last six passwords be? Well, I tested the system. It rejected the password for my bank account. It rejected my password for my email. It rejected my password for my Amazon.com. So the last six passwords that I could not use would be passwords that I have used on my computer in the past, which were linked into through Obamacare. Then, after that, I signed out of it. I said, this is for the birds. This is just awful. Several days later, I get an email. And I have this email, and I sent it out because I want it investigated. From BarackObama.com. That's the political PAC for our president. And the letter
they're soliciting money from you.
No. They asked me a question. BarackObama.com, which is run this area that I'm going to talk about by a woman named Erin, she wanted to know how my experience was applying for Obamacare. So all of the privacy rights seem to do not apply to Obama's political PAC called BarackObama.com. And this is actual fact. How would BarackObama.com know I applied for Obamacare or tried to?
Well, there's obviously only one way they could. They'd have to get
right.
Next.
That's right. And as a quick aside, I want everyone to be really careful. Keep notes if you're going on to this. I'm going to my bank today, actually. And, gentlemen, I want to share something with you. I tracked all the information on ISON. I made myself a little calendar. And as best as I could figure, ISON will greet our son on Thanksgiving.
How about that?
Wouldn't that be something? So thank you for all the knowledge that you share.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you for all the knowledge. Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
People.
Okay, bye-bye.
Any quick follow-up on that, Jim, before we go on our next caller?
Obamacare is already a nightmare, beyond nightmare. But, yeah, Comet Ice on Thanksgiving Day at the Sun. And but a lot of things are going to happen before then, including the 13th and 14th when it's going to interact with Mercury. So I'll be talking about that on my show tomorrow night,
okay,
along with some scary stories. anyway.
Yeah, that's good. Our next caller is Jerry in Chicago. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Jim. Jim, you mentioned earlier that you didn't think that Fukushima was caused by a 9.0, which should have been like about a 6.7 earthquake and a tsunami. And you said that you thought there was might have been a little bit of foul play involved here. Let me ask you this. Did you research anything that Jim Stone might have come up with? And that's all I had to ask.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to have a good rendition of that, go to Jim Stone. Reporting is excellent, and I had my own personal opinions on that for other reasons, but that's Jim Stone is a great reference.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. This will be our last caller here. Linda in Ohio. Good morning, Linda.
Hi. Quick question. It's obvious that the Pacific seafood is contaminated. In your educated guess, what would be, do you think Alaskan seafood is contaminated as yet?
I don't know. I mean, I my guess is that yes, because the seafood that moves around, it doesn't just stay in one spot. But this is something that really needs to be tested. The ground needs to be tested, and the government scientists have to get off of this mode that, it's only in the water system, it doesn't affect us, because the entire way plants and animals go through the food chain, a plant, for example, soaks in water, it evaporates out the top of the plant, and in the process moves all the nutrients, and the majority of the good stuff goes into the seed or the part that you eat. And so that's where the radiation is going to build up. And then you eat it, and it's in the ground, so the next forever, this radiation is going to be going into the food chain. So the
Jim, we are out of time, sir. We are out of time. Linda, thank you for the call. Jim, I'll be in touch privately. Thank you for the call, sir. Well, that's it for the day, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of time. Be sure you get your energy cleaner now while you can, your medical supplies, food, ammunition, firearms. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a great day, and God bless America.
With financial